From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Poulsander. Extra cool zones will open around Salt Lake County this weekend because of a heat wave. The SLC Sports Complex, Dimple Dell, J.L. Sorensen, Taylorsville, and Northwest Recreation Centers are open to the public to get some relief. On Sunday, they'll stay open until 8. Multiple heat warnings and advisories are in effect, and the National Weather Service says the West is going to be boiling for a while. Weekend temperatures are predicted to reach 104 in Salt Lake and 110 in St. George, and the nights won't offer much relief, with temperatures staying in the mid-60s and 70s. There's new research that looks at just how dramatic the impact of heat can be on wildfire growth. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
It may sound obvious that hotter weather fuels wildfires, but some of the details of the relationships between heat waves and wildfires are eye-popping.
Heat waves are actually associated with close to half of all the wildfire-burned area in the western U.S. over the past 25 years.
That's Dmitry Kloshnikov, lead author on a paper recently published in the journal Science Advances. There are significant regional variations in the findings, as seen in the grass and shrublands of the Idaho-Oregon-Nevada tri-state area.
Two-thirds of the burned area in those areas is actually heat wave related.
That region has seen intense burning recently and is expected to be heavily impacted by the heat wave. Because human-caused climate change is making heat waves more frequent and intense, Kloshnikov says aggressive action to reduce the burning of fossil fuels is the most important policy response. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
State wildlife officials are planning another round of water treatments to help bring back native Colorado River cutthroat trout. The Department of Wildlife Resources will add a natural plant toxin to the water to kill non-native fish. Ashley National Forest will close off two areas in the Uintas in August. Hiking trails will still be open. Just stay away from the south end of Fall Creek drainage from August 3rd until the 8th. And avoid North Fork Sheep Creek August 19th to the 26th. The department says the amount of treatment they're using isn't toxic to people or pets, but they still want hikers to avoid the lakes. Utah wants to put in a new highway in Wasatch County. But first, the Utah Department of Transportation will need to reach a deal over some protected land called the North Fields. Both Wasatch County and Heber City had agreed to keep the land undeveloped, but now they could revise that plan. KPCW reports County Councilmember Mark Nelson is worried about delaying the project.
The citizens of Wasatch County are making their voices heard very loud that we want to protect the North Fields, and that's more important than solving the traffic problems that are going to come in 20 years. If that's the decision that we're making, that's a very foolish decision, in my opinion.
Nelson says putting it off would require another UDOT study. The group plans to meet again to see about coming to an agreement. You're listening to KUER News.